Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. The Fed comes out and releases a study on the Federal Reserve's version of a central bank digital currency, or Fed coin, if you will. This is something, boy, oh boy, we've been talking about for a long time. And I started talking about it in 2019 when I came out with a YouTube channel, and everybody's calling me a tinfoil hatter and a conspiracy theorist and, oh, Fed coin, that's never going to happen. Whatever. Central bank digital currency. Yeah, right. In the United States. Okay, Alex Jones, go off in your corner there so us adults can have a conversation on our own. That's kind of the response that I got back in 2019, but not get that response today. Oh, no. It's very similar to what was happening with the Cerveza sickness, isn't it? The stuff that we've been talking about 6 months ago, all of a sudden that's mainstream topic of conversation. But 6 months ago, all of us were called tinfoil hatters, right? Same thing with the central bank digital currency. So let's check out the story from CNBC. Fed releases long-awaited study on a digital dollar, but doesn't take a position yet on creating one. All right, as if that's not just a matter of time. Give me a break. Key points. Federal Reserve on Thursday released its long-awaited exploration of a digital dollar. Let's call it Fed coin, but took no position on the issuance of a central bank digital currency. Yeah, I mean, come on. You got to cook the frog slowly. They can't just come right out of the gate and say, okay, here it is. We're going to do the central bank digital currency. Get ready. No. They need to just, this is just the way the Fed does things. They just ease it into the market gradually. Try not to upset the apple cart, if you will. And just talk about it more and more in the mainstream media until people kind of get desensitized to it. They're like, yeah, Fed coin, central bank digital. Yeah, we've been hearing about that for years. What's the big deal? Where it's not even part of the news cycle once they implement it. So instead, they came out with a 40-page document that explores a plethora of issues and notes the public comment will be solicited. Oh, yeah, right. I'm sure they're going to reach out to the public. Why don't they reach out to me, Josh? Can you go ahead and make that happen? Yeah, so Josh is going to go ahead and reach out to Jerome Powell and the 900 PhDs at the Fed and say, hey, listen, if you're open to public comment, why don't you talk to this guy, George Gammon? He'd be happy to have you on his YouTube channel and discuss the pros and cons of a central bank digital currency. If they're opening it up to the public, why not open it up to people like myself? You could open it up to Peter Schiff. You could open it up to Jeff Snyder. Why not? Lynn Alden? I think that would be great. Fed Governor Lael Brainard, who has been nominated as vice chair, is the biggest advocate, shocker, for the project, while other officials have expressed skepticism. So you'll notice the biggest doves are going to be the people who are in favor of this the most. Why? Because the biggest doves, usually the people who are even more infatuated with central planning. And this is a central planner's dream come true. So build as the first step in public discussion. Again, who are these people in the general public? I'd like to meet them that the Fed is going to reach out to regarding having this discussion. I mean, is Jerome Powell just going to call up some random person in Atlanta, Georgia, just to sit down and maybe have coffee with them and just discuss the merits of a central bank digital currency? Give me a break. Why would you just say that? It's just, who buys this stuff other than Steve Leisman? Who buys this? They're not going to open it up for public debate. Even if it is open for public discussion, quote unquote, those people in the public, they're going to be carefully hand-selected by the Fed. I mean, again, they're not going to call George Gammon and Jim Rogers up and say, hey, guys, we'd love your input on this. That ain't going to happen. So they're talking about the stakeholders. Oh, great. The stakeholders. That's a word I just absolutely love. Stakeholder capitalism. Yes, let's discuss that even further. In fact, the people in the public that they're going to reach out to most likely are going to be Klaus and Benioff. What are the chances they're reaching out to the IMF? Oh, well, they're the public. The 40-page paper shies away from any conclusions about central bank digital currency. The original report was expected in the summer of 2021, been delayed. Instead, it provides an exhaustive look at the benefits, shocker, such as speeding up the electronic payment system at a time when financial transactions around the world already are highly digitized. Some of the downside issues the report discusses are financial stability risks. Okay. I would assume that they would say that's one of the benefits, not the potential risks, but moving on. And privacy protection. I'm glad they acknowledge that. While guarding against fraud and other illegal issues, central bank digital currency could fundamentally change the structure of the U.S. financial system, altering the roles and responsibilities of the private sector and the central bank, the report says. Okay, so this is just Fed speak of saying that we could now be in charge of the issuance of credit instead of the commercial banks. So next time you go to a home, get a home loan, an auto loan, you don't go to your local Wells Fargo, you go to Jerome Powell. That's what this is saying in normal people speak. One primary difference, and the reason I highlighted this is because this is another thing that we have been talking about on this channel, on the whiteboard videos. All of this, all of us, I think, probably know this like the back of our hands, because I have outlined this in exhaustive detail on my whiteboard videos. But it's glad to see, or I'm glad to see the mainstream media actually catching up to what we've been talking about on the whiteboard videos over the last 2 years. One primary difference between the Fed's dollar and the other digital transactions is that current digital money is a liability of the commercial banks, whereas the central bank digital currency would be a liability of the Fed. Among other things, that would mean the Fed wouldn't pay interest on money stored with it. Though, because it's, that's what they're pointing out, that they wouldn't pay IOR. I didn't even read that part. Wow, that, man, that just goes to show you how absolutely clueless they are.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
If their big idea, if their main conclusion that they're taking away from understanding that the dollars in the real economy become a liability of the Fed instead of a liability of the commercial bank is that the Fed would no longer have to pay IOR. Oh, that's hilarious. That's like your house being on fire and you being worried about the toilet not flushing. Moving on. Though, because it is riskless, some depositors may prefer to keep their money with the central bank. Why wouldn't the Fed just pay IOR on everything? This just doesn't even, this just shows you the lack of understanding that the financial media has as to how the financial system actually works. Wow. Advocates of the digital dollar, though, worry the Fed's delay in implementing. Oh, here we go. Here's another example of what I just was referring to. Advocates of the digital dollar, though, worry that the Fed's delay in implementing a central bank currency will put it behind global competitors, specifically China, which already has moved forward. This is just, what do they call this? Like a straw man type of argument. This doesn't even make sense. So I think this is maybe, I think what they might be doing is kind of showing us their cards as to how they're going to spin this to create this fear and anxiety in the, with the general public in the United States to move closer to the central bank digital currency. Like, this is the excuse they're going to use. Oh my gosh, China's doing it, and we got to get on pace with China. Oh my gosh, if China's doing it, we got to get ahead of them. We can't let China beat us to having a digital currency that would allow the central bank to spy on all of its citizens and take interest rates negative and be able to have individual monetary policy and a social credit score system. Oh, we can't let China beat us to that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it would not surprise me if that was their spin for rolling this central bank digital currency out sooner than later. So they already have their own product. There have been suggestions that China's lead in the space ultimately could threaten the US dollar hegemony. Right. Okay. So that's how they're going to spin it. Like, we can't let China beat us to this, or else the dollar is not going to be the world reserve currency. And therefore, we're going to lose our competitive edge. Therefore, just from a strategic standpoint, a geopolitical strategic standpoint, we don't have a choice but to move to this central bank digital currency where the Fed can spy on you. No certainties, only probabilities. But after reading this, I would say the certainty or the probability is rather high that this is how they will pitch it to the general public. If we don't get a stock market collapse, which would, in my opinion, prompt them to roll out Fedcoin even a lot sooner. And this is illustrated by this last sentence. The Fed also said that it will not proceed without a clear mandate from Congress, preferably in the form of a special authorizing law. So two things there. I think as for national security, we have to have a central bank digital currency. So Congress passed the law and give the Fed the ability to do it. What are they doing? They're giving the Fed the ability, in Dr. Lacey Hunt's terms, to turn bank reserves or liabilities of the Fed into legal tender. In Dr. Lacey Hunt's view, and I think all of us have a tremendous amount of respect for him and his level of competence and his insight, this is the first step to hyperinflation. And those are his words, not mine. But also, you could see this happening with if the stock market crashes. So on one side, we got to keep pace with China. It's just a matter of national security. And then on the other side, well, the stock market's crashed. We got to get stimmy checks out ASAP. We did that last time. There was all this fraud. People had to wait weeks, sometimes months, until they got their stimmies. But if we had a central bank digital currency and everyone just had the Fed app on their phone, well, we wouldn't have those problems. Pick your poison, guys. But I think my base case is that's the argument. One of those arguments, or both, is what we'll hear in 2022 going into 2023 as to why we need a 1984 Big Brother type of dollar. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.